our pal Nick Akridge, PFF, to join us here. Nick, should Cliff Kingsbury have been moved on from?
It's a tough question. If with Quinn staying, I say no. If it was to be a full, you know, clean slate move, get rid of everybody, then yes. I think him being the one to go doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, while still keeping the head coach. But if they were all to go, I'd be okay with it.
What direction should they go in now?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're trying to go all in on the San Francisco Shanahan McVay kind of route, and I don't hate it. It's the style of offense that I do prefer. It's proven to be very successful in the NFL. It's just tough to kind of find a guy like that can, you know, replicate that. It kind of looks like they're a bit desperate right now to, like I said, recreate what, you know, Adam Peters had in San Francisco. So that's kind of the direction that it looks like they're going in. You know, if they find the right guy at offensive coordinator, then this looks like a brilliant move, and it could really kind of elevate this team to the next level. But it just seems like a big risk right now.
Yeah, it's very bold. It's a big swing, and it's going to be a boom or bust thing that's going to probably make or break Dan Quinn's tenure in a lot of ways. I'm with you on the Shanahan scheme and you know, the idea of going with the Shanahan disciple. Here's what I've thought about, though. Most of the guys you'd be bringing in are first-timers, right? They are inexperienced, or they are guys that have very limited experience, like a Mike LaFleur, and there's risk and there's question there. I wonder if Quinn, with his last chance here as a head coach, is willing to entrust somebody inexperienced with the job, or does he go the route of a more seasoned guy that he's more familiar with and maybe less the up-and-coming Shanahan type?
Yeah, it's tough because kind of either way, it's, you know, I mean, if you're an up-and-coming guy and you're kind of looking at this job, you're like, I don't know, is this really something I want to kind of tie myself to? With what it looks like is, you know, like we said, this is a bold move, and if it doesn't pull off, then Quinn is likely gone next season. So do you really want to tie yourself to that as a young guy who could possibly, you know, really develop a future and try to get head coaching jobs? But then again, you go to the more veteran route, and, you know, again, we're then looking at possibly a retread, and then you're doing this all over again in a year or two. So, like we said, it's bold, it's risky, and they absolutely have to nail this for Quinn to keep his job and, kind of get the Commanders back to where they want to be.
Nick, we'll be asking you this a million times, I think, as the offseason progresses and some of these, you know, hires materialize. But right now, let's just say it is a Shanahan-style scheme that's coming, quote-unquote. What personnel do they need that they don't have to make that happen, hit the ground running?
Yeah, I don't really think they need much. I think this personnel kind of fits it. I think this offensive line, you need a very athletic offensive line to kind of be able to move horizontally quickly, and that's why Trent Williams has been so effective there. And Connerly, his best attribute is his athleticism. So I think that's a good fit there. I like Cosme there as well. So I think the O-line kind of fits it pretty well. As for the receivers, you know, receivers we've seen in the Shanahan system, you don't really need a stud all-around receiver to kind of flourish in that system. The biggest thing is tight end, and right now they don't really have that. I like Sanat. You can kind of use him in that use-check role that San Francisco does. I think that would be a good fit, but they don't really have that, you know, that number one tight end guy that can really threaten defenses. So I think that would be the big position that they would have to look for, but the rest of it, I feel like it's kind of a pretty decent fit.
Any DC names you've heard that you like?
That one's an even tougher one because, again, if you're looking at Quinn kind of getting guys that are similar to his mindset and guys that he's worked with in the past, none of those really excite me because I think that the Dan Quinn system is very outdated, and I think it's time to really kind of move on from that sort of style. So, you know, maybe someone like, you know, the Jets, previous Jets head coach's name's
Jeff Ulbrich.
My mind in. Yes, Ulbrich.
I like Jeff Ulbrich.
He excites me a little bit. I like what he does. Obviously, the big home run would be Flores, but I don't see them kind of really getting involved in that. But DC, there's not really many guys that kind of excite me if Quinn is still kind of, you know, hands on and really involved in the defense.
Nick, awesome as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. You guys have a good one.